Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 2.25 cents at 448.75, March wheat up 6 cents at 602.5, and March beans up 3.5 cents at 1243. The strength in the grains is pretty much tied to the weaker dollar. The dollar is down 81 ticks at the moment, down to 102.59. That's kind of propping up a lot of the commodities out here. Crude oil is up another 57 cents a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up higher. I don't see very much red on the screen at all out here, except for the bean oil, which is down just about 2 ticks. We have some drier weather coming in South America, but mainly in Argentina, but there's no real concerns out here in either Brazil or Argentina. The harvest is moving in Brazil. Yields aren't great, and I think that's part of the strength we've seen in the beans. We rallied now about 45 cents off the recent lows. I think part of it is short covering, part of it is the market was oversold, and I think that's kind of dragged the corn and the wheat up with it. I don't see any real bullish story in the corn market for the time being. Farm futures came out and said that their farm acres this year, corn acres, are going to be 92.8. down from 94.6 last year. Beans up 83.6 up to 84.95. So a little bit more, about 1.4 million above last year in the beans. Wheat down a little bit, 48 million all wheat versus 49.6. So I think, the corn number may be just a touch friendly for the corn. The beans may be a touch bearish, but we're still in the same predicament we've been in. How bad are the South American crops? How much demand are we going to see for the U.S. crops? And that all remains a concern out here. So it's kind of a mixed bag, but I think with the markets having been as oversold as they were, certainly due for a bounce. The corn's bounced about a dime off the lows. The beans about 45 cents off the lows. Maybe the beans can go another dime. Maybe the corn can go another dime, but there's plenty of resistance in March corn at 450 on a closing basis, and we were close over that, and I think we jump another dime pretty quickly. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.